Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We're so grateful to have you with us in worship. And we hope that you take a moment to go to our website to fill out a digital connection card to let us know that you joined us for worship this day. We're really grateful to have you with us. If this is your first Sunday with us, we're so glad you're here. And if you've been worshiping with us online for a long time, we're also grateful to have you with us at this time. We hope that this service is inspirational. As you can tell from the logo behind me, this sermon series that we're doing right now is all about the Olympics. It's about athletes that are inspiring, that sort of capture our greatest ideals and hopes for humanity. And we're so grateful to be on the cusp of celebrating the Olympic Games that were delayed over a year ago. And we're excited to watch on a world stage people compete at the highest level. So we're titled this sermon series, Olympic Gold. So we hope that this service is inspirational for you. We'd love to invite you to take a moment to hit the share button. It's located just beneath me. It's an arrow that points up and to the right, whether you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, to let folks know that you are tuning into worship this morning. It's an easy way that you can invite other people to join you in worship. We hope that this service is meaningful to you and that it impacts and transforms your life. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a blessed day.
Good morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of all, we praise and thank you this day for the strength you give us to endure. Help us to walk forward each day, living in the image of Christ. Help us to remember Jesus' words and actions and spread them over our suffering world. In your name we pray, amen. This morning's scripture lesson is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a word of prayer. Holy God, as we turn to the scripture passage this morning, I pray that you might speak to each of us. Silence our hearts and still our minds that we might be open to hear the scripture and to hear what you might like to speak to us through it this morning. Now, God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you, God, who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, we're continuing our sermon series called Olympic Gold. With the Summer Olympics just around the corner here, we're turning to scriptures that remind us of sports, that remind us of athletes. You can see the great Olympics symbol there behind me. Well, throughout this sermon series on Olympic gold, we're going to hear stories from Olympic athletes that stand out from the crowd, and not always because they've won an Olympic gold medal, but maybe they stand out from the crowd because of their character, something unique that they have done. Well, we'll learn from different athletes each week. We'll consider how our faith causes us to live and to lead in the world today. Whether we consider ourselves an athlete currently or in years past, or whether we consider ourselves an athlete at all. So on the field or off the field or court or arena or swimming pool, there are great stories to hear and learn about these Olympic athletes from years gone by. And there's powerful scripture passages to remind us that through life, through faith, and maybe even in sports, we're called to give it our all. Well, this week, today, this morning, we are turning to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. This short Bible verse has something for us to consider. Let's hear it again. It reads, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I have kept the faith." This is God's word for the people of God. Well, the Olympic athlete that I'd like to tell you about this morning is from Canada. His name is Lawrence Lemieux, and he competed in the 1988 Olympics in Seoul. Now, Lawrence's story, it's really one to remember. It took place out on the water, and the story began as he was competing for a golden medal in sailing, but the way his story ended was much different. It was quite unexpected how his story ended. So while he was competing in the sailing race, Lawrence heard the cries of two other sailors. Now they were competing in a different race when all of a sudden their boat capsized. And one of the sailors clung to that capsized boat while the other sailor drifted off some 50 feet or more from the boat while facing 6-foot waves or larger. So nearby in a different race, Lawrence saw what was taking place, and immediately Lawrence changed his course. He gave up his own race to rescue these Olympic athletes in danger. And then after pulling them out of the water, Lawrence stayed with them until the rescue boats arrived, and then Lawrence went on to finish his race. And now landing in 23rd place as he wrapped up his race, and he gave up his second place lead at the time when he noticed his fellow Olympians in danger. Perhaps he could have even made it into first place and won an Olympic gold medal, but he came in 23rd that day. So while Lawrence didn't take home a silver or a gold medal that day in 1988, the Olympic Committee did award Lawrence a special medal of sportsmanship. They gave him the Pierre de Coubertin medal. Well, when I think about Lawrence's story, I'm reminded that as followers of Jesus Christ, we're called to love God, we're called to love neighbor, we're called to care for humanity. We're called to put others first. So while Lawrence was a great athlete in search of the prize in front of him, that prize out on the water with his goals clearly ahead to win that sailing race, his path, it changed. He became aware of the danger of these other athletes, and he changed course. Now, the true sign of an athlete, I think, is not if you necessarily win, not if you hold that golden medal in your hand. That's not always the sign of a true athlete. No, I think the sign of a true athlete is one that lifts other people up, that inspire others to greatness, that support their teammates, that can change course to help others in need. The sign of an athlete is one that has a heart for God and a love for neighbor, a compassion that looks out for others, not just themselves, whether on or off the field, and in this case, the water. An athlete cares for their teammates. When I think of these characteristics of athletes, they remind me of what it looks like to follow Jesus, to be his disciple, to love God, to love neighbor, to live a life of compassion, seeking to serve others, seeking to not only look to our own interests, but to the interests of others, as the Apostle Paul teaches us and tells us in Scripture. So when given the chance, then, Lawrence's true character came through. Now, I don't know if Lawrence was a disciple of Jesus Christ. I don't know if he was someone that professed faith in God, but his character that day out on the water on that day in 1988 leads me to believe that it's likely. Well done, Lawrence. The Olympic gold and medal or not in your hand, you have fought the good fight. You have finished the important race. You have kept the faith, as 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says. You fought the good fight. You finished the race. You've kept the faith. A couple of weeks ago, I received word that a clergy colleague, a mentor, a friend of mine had passed. She was an amazing person of faith, a dear mother, a wife, a friend to many. She was an incredible person, a real saint that walked this earth. The world was a better place because of the Reverend Dr. Barbara Lewis Lakin. She impacted the lives of so many with her compassionate heart, her listening ear, her words of wisdom, her encouragement, her wise counsel, her authentic self, her deep faith in Jesus Christ. So a couple of weeks ago, I was deeply saddened to hear about the loss of a clergy colleague and mentor and incredible woman. Her funeral was Saturday, and Pastor John and I attended to honor and celebrate her life, to share our love with and support with the family, and to give thanks to God for the amazing person that she was and the impact that she made upon our lives, and to share gratitude for knowing her for the past 10 years or so. If you've attended a funeral recently, or if you've attended some funerals in your lifetime, likely you have, then you know it's quite common to hear the beloved scripture from Psalm 23. To hear the words, "The Lord is my shepherd," is often heard, and it's quite comforting. Other times you might hear the words from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 that I shared this morning. Sometimes they're used as a word of blessing in celebration of the person that's passed. To hear the words, "You've fought the good fight, you've finished the race, you've kept the faith." When I think of my clergy colleague and friend and mentor, she certainly lived those words from 2 Timothy 4, 7. Once I think of her, or as we learn of Lawrence, the Olympic athlete, it makes me all want to ponder and think. At the end of our life, can we say, "I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith"? At the end of our life, can our loved ones and friends say, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? At the end of our life, when our loved ones and friends gather to celebrate our life, perhaps for a memorial service or for the spreading of ashes, what will they look back on and remember us for? What will you be known for? What's the legacy that you are leaving? If you were to earn a gold medal in life, what would you have earned it for? Would you have earned it for your loving heart, your compassionate spirit, your generosity, the joy you bring, your servant's heart that you share? My clergy colleague and mentor who passed recently, she left an incredible legacy, a legacy of compassion and grace, a legacy of kindness and humility, a legacy of changing lives because of her witness of Jesus Christ. So what legacy will you be known for? What legacy are you leaving? If you were to earn a golden medal, Olympic golden medal in life, what would you have earned it for? Better yet, what would you like to earn it for? You know, there's outstanding athletes who have gone on to win incredible medals and for a number of reasons. And then there's athletes like Lawrence who didn't win that golden medal in the Olympics of 88, but who was given a different medal, a special medal of sportsmanship for his character out on the water. He was a gift to this world, and he gifted others life. Life. He watched out for his fellow athletes. He changed course when he knew it mattered most. So Lawrence's story is one of sacrifice, giving up something that he wanted in pursuit of something better for others. His story is one of caring for the needs of others rather than looking to his own interests. And the medal that Lawrence won, that Olympics in 88 in Seoul, it was to save a life, to love a neighbor, and in turn to love God. You know, as I kind of imagine a sand timer, when our sand timer of life runs out, what's the legacy that you will have left? What's the mark that you will have made? What will you have shared with the world? What impact will you have made? How will you be remembered? May we live as disciples of Jesus Christ so that the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," may be heard. May we live as a disciple of Jesus Christ so that the world may say, our loved ones will remember that we've fought the good fight and finished the race and kept the faith. So to you, my dear colleague in ministry and mentor and friend, I can say, well done, good and faithful servant. You fought the good fight. You finished the race. You've kept the faith. You've earned an Olympic golden medal. You are a beloved child of God and someone who impacts the world in profound ways. The world was a better place because of you. And the world is a better place because of all of you. Well done. Well done. Amen.
Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we give you all praise and glory. We give you thanks for the battles we have fought and won. We give you thanks for the strength and endurance to finish the race. We give you thanks for the faith you pour into each of our hearts. God, it is you who gives us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. It is because of you that we have the power to lift others up so they may see your glory. As Jesus showed compassion to those who are suffering, we will show compassion to those who hurt. It is because of you that we have a love with no boundaries, so that others may also know your love. As Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. So we shall love our neighbors, from those who are near in our hearts to those we don't even know. God, you know sometimes there are battles we struggle to face. We pray for your strength when ours is failing. God, you know sometimes we can't start a race, let alone finish it. Hardships get in the way, we let our fears take over. God, we pray for your comfort and understanding during those times. God, you know that sometimes our faith is weak. We doubt your love. We doubt our place in your heart. God, we pray that you continue to love us anyway. This is the confidence we have towards you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. So hear us now as we share with you our petitions and our joys. Lord God, there are many who come before us that have fought the good fight, even when the odds were against them. They have finished the race. They have shown great faith, even in the midst of despair. We are blessed to be a witness to all they have done. We are blessed to have them as an example of who we can be. God, you gave us the greatest example of all in your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
One of the ways that we as a church bless our community is through the giving of these prayer quilts. I invite you to take a moment and pause and join me in extending our congregation's prayers to the two individuals who will be receiving these prayer quilts. Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Gracious and loving God, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit, surround them in your steadfast love, and may they know through the warmth and comfort and joy that comes through these quilts that there is a congregation here in Brighton and in Whitmore Lake that is holding them in prayer, that is surrounding them in steadfast love, that is holding them up. May they feel your presence, your grace, and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for all of the ways in which you respond to God's word in our midst. One of the ways that you can respond is through the giving of our tithes and our offerings. Our website has an easy way for people to contribute and make contributions online. We invite you to visit our website, or you can text to give, whichever option is most convenient. We're so grateful for all the support that's poured into our church, and we hope that you will give generously so that the ministries of our church will continue to thrive and grow.
We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. Let the lost be found, and the dead be raised in the here and now. Let love invade, and the church will live loud. Our God will save. We believe. We believe in the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. For we know Your love will never fail. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. Oh, He's coming back again.
Church, as we leave this time of worship, I just want to lift up a couple of announcements for you. First, I would invite you to join us for outside worship on Sunday, July 25th at our Whitmore Lake campus at 9:30. We're going to be worshiping outside, enjoying God's beauty there by the water. So I hope you'll choose to worship with us outside, and hopefully it's a glorious sunny day. And then I would also invite you to register, if you haven't already, for Vacation Bible School. It's going to be August 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the morning from 9 to noon. It's for kids ages 3 through 5th grade, so we would encourage you to register. Maybe your child or grandchild or neighborhood kid, they're all welcome. And of course, we need some volunteers to help make Vacation Bible School happen, so I'd encourage you to volunteer. You can do that online. Well, church, it has been so good to be with you in worship today as we have been thinking about our Olympic Gold sermon series. You can see the Olympic Gold sign behind me. Continue to join us in worship in the coming weeks as we continue our sermon series. And now, church, may you go forth with the love of God always with you and in your hearts, the peace of Jesus Christ sustaining you, and the power of the Holy Spirit always with you, enabling you to go forth as a disciple of Jesus Christ to transform this world. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.